too much at stake. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That message from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says the debt ceiling should not be a bargaining chip.
Playing games with the debt ceiling is dangerous, destabilizing, and would spell disaster for every single American.
He's urging Republicans who want spending cuts to avoid even the risk of default by raising the nation's borrowing limit without conditions, something the president also wants, but he's calling for unity and cooperation at a prayer breakfast.
In a sermon-like speech at the U.S. Capitol, President Biden recalled his budget negotiations yesterday with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Let's start treating each other with respect. That's what Kevin and I are going to do. Not a joke. We had a good meeting yesterday.
The president, turning to scripture, urged lawmakers from both parties to treat each other as neighbors, despite policy differences.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the hardest one, I think. At least it's hardest here.
Presidents and members of Congress have gathered for the annual prayer breakfast for several decades.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A man accused of being a close associate of 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is transferred out of Guantanamo Bay. Majid Khan, a Pakistani native, had been in custody for 16 years, flown today to Belize, the first Gitmo transfer of the Biden administration. Days of icy weather now blamed for at least 8 deaths from Tennessee to Texas, also knocking out power hundreds of thousands, including around Austin.
From treating roads to clearing fallen trees, our staff is doing everything they can to ensure emergency response and energy crews face fewer obstacles as they respond to your calls and needs.
Travis County, Texas Judge Andy Brown, hundreds of flights canceled for another day. Meantime, the Northeast now dealing with dangerously cold conditions. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A man suspected of attacking a New Jersey synagogue is now in custody, due for a first court appearance today.
Law enforcement officials say Nicholas Malandrados tried to firebomb Temple Ner Tamid in Bloomfield and is charged with attempted use of fire to damage and destroy a building. Surveillance video showed a masked man approaching the synagogue over the weekend, lighting a Molotov cocktail, then throwing it at the door. Police say the glass broke, but the building was not damaged. Malandrados, who is 26, lives just a few miles away from the synagogue. Video and a license plate reader near the temple helped identify a vehicle which belonged to Malandrados. If he's convicted, he could face 5 to 20 years in prison.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A House vote expected today on removing Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee over Republican criticism of past comments about Israel.
The notion that it won't complicate things would not be intellectually honest, because there's a double standard at play.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries pointing to Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, also accused of anti-Semitic remarks and sitting on the Homeland Security Committee. Motorists are being warned of higher costs ahead again from one major insurance company.
Allstate is preparing to raise auto insurance rates. Chief Executive Tom Wilson says the company raised prices by an average of 17% last year, but the increases were not sufficient. So he sees another year of significant price increases. Wilson says the cost of fixing cars is going up, and he's not seeing moderating inflation on parts or labor. Allstate lost money in its fourth quarter. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Stocks are mixed for the Dow. It's a sell-off, down 164, but the NASDAQ is rallying up more than 300 points and topping 12,100. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.